when you get old, especially sa nag-uumpisa yan sa edad ko, when you are about to enter 60, you begin to miss your parents. Nami-miss mo na yung magulang mo. Diba? Then you begin to remember them, certain things about your parents. And one of the things that I could now recall very vividly is yung luto ng nanay ko. She has this dish, meron siyang luto, na it's one of my favorites. Lahat naman yata, paborito ko basta luto ng nanay ko. No one in our family knows how to cook it. Kaya ina-advise ko sa mga bata, kung meron kayong paborito na luto ng nanay nyo, aralin nyo na kung paano niluluto. Because one day, they will not be here anymore to cook that food for you. And you will really miss it. You would miss them and you would miss those things. I share that with you today because nandun na ako sa edad na yan na nami-miss ko na yung parents ko, and I think of them more often now than I used to. No? Nung bata-bata ka pa and you're working and you have friends, you are going out with many people, sometimes they just pass through your mind. But if you have time for yourself like I have now, I would recall the many times that I was with my mother and my father. And most especially yung nanay ko, because we were very close. And I miss that particular dish. Ang regret ko lang na hindi ko inaral. I attempted many times to cook it myself, but hindi ko nakukuha yung lasa niya. And every time I think of her, nalalasahan ko yan sa dulo ng dila ko. And how I wish I could taste that cooking again. And I share that with you today because that only happens when there is that intimate relationship with a person. You know, pagluto ng nanay mo, malalaman mo kaagad kung sino ang nagluto. Maraming pagkain na isiserve sa'yo, pero pag alam mo talaga, pag ang nanay mo nagluto, you would taste it, you would know it. Paano mo nalaman? I really don't know. And I believe it's because of the many years of intimate relationship, of friendship, of living together. Doon nabubuo yan. You know, sometimes I'm told of stories of people na pag may pumapasok daw sa bahay nila, alam nila pag asawa nilang pumapasok. Alam nila pag yung anak nila. Minsan, pag hindi mo kilala yung mga tao, alam mo lang kung ang pumapasok, tao o hayop. Yun lang yung alam mo. If somebody walks into your home, marinig mo yung footsteps nila, you know kung tao ang pumasok o hayop. But if you're close to the people in your home, hindi lang alam mo kung tao ang pumapasok, alam mo kung sino ang pumapasok. Hindi mo pa nakikita, alam mo na, oy, nandyan na si mama, oy, nandyan na si papa. By the sound of the footsteps. Again, how do you develop that kind of ability? Well, it takes years and years and years of relationship. Ganun yan. And why is that important, Bishop? I believe this is what our gospel is talking about. I believe ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus, that I am the good shepherd, and my sheep hears my voice. And I go out to lead them, and my sheep, they follow me. They will not follow a stranger's voice, they will follow only the voice of their shepherd. You know, wala pa akong na-meet na professional na shepherd. Meron na ba kayong nakilala? May nakilala kayong hindi yung pastol ng simbahan, talagang tunay na pastol, nag-aalaga ng tupa. Ako maraming kilala, nag-aalaga ng manok. Pero iba naman yung manok sa tupa. One day, if I can go to the Holy Land, one of the things that I would like to see, itong kwento ng isang kaibigan kong pare, sabi niya, you watch the Bedouins, you know, it's a tribal people, sabi niya, they are mostly shepherds. You go and visit them. Pagpunta mo doon, sabi niya, you will watch them with their sheep. Minsan, magsasalubong yung mga shepherd na yan, mag-uusap sila. Yung mga sheep nila, yung mga tupa nila, naghahalo-halo yan. At bawat tupa, you know, when they mix together, kung titingnan mo lang, paano nila mahiwalay yan? How will one shepherd know his sheep? How will the other one know akin yan? Hindi ba sila mag-aaway? You know? But it's normal for them when shepherds come together, they talk, mag-uusap sila. Yung mga tupa nila, nandun din, naghahalo. But every time a shepherd moves away from the group, pag umalis na yung shepherd, the only thing he would do is make a sound. O anong sound niya? And when he moves, his own sheep will follow him. Susunod yung tupa niya sa kanya. And ganun din sa ibang mga pastol, mga shepherds, you know? They would make a distinct sound. And they would just go. And their own sheep, yung sarili nilang tupa, magsusunod din. And after a while, wala na yung mga shepherd dyan. Bawat tupa nila sumusunod sa sarili nilang pastol. Walang nawawala. Walang naliligaw na sasama sa ibang shepherd. Wala. The sheep knows the voice of their own shepherd. And this is very important because today, this is what is called the fourth Sunday of Easter is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. Itong tawag sa Sunday na to, yung pang-apat na Sunday ng Easter is the Good Shepherd Sunday. And we are reminded that Jesus to us is our Good Shepherd. Amen? We have to know that. And as a Good Shepherd, He leads us. He leads us. He guides us. He is with us. He protects us. And kung tatanungin mo, ano bang trabaho ng shepherd? What does he do? Well, you read our psalm reading today. If you have time, when you go home today, basahin niyo yung Psalm 23. And for the children, not only for the children, for all of us, if you can memorize Psalm 23 and make it your prayer every day. Okay? I encourage the children kasi ang mga bata, ang dali, mabilis mag-memorize. Okay? I tried to memorize two psalms nung pandemic time because yung pandemic time, walang lalabas ng bahay, nandun lang kayo dun sa bahay nyo. So sabi ko, since I will be here and not doing so many things, sabi ko, i-memorize ko yung Psalm 91 and Psalm 23, which I did. And because you can memorize it, now you memorize it, wherever you go, you can pray it. Amen? Bishop, minememorize lang kasi. Memorize prayer, yeah. But even if it's a memorized prayer, you can put your heart to that prayer. Pasok mo yung puso mo sa prayer na yan. You know? The Lord is my shepherd. And if He is my shepherd, then He said, I shall not want. Okay? Ano ibig sabihin yan? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack anything in my life. Because a good shepherd provides for the sheep. Habang natutulog yung mga tupa, yung mga shepherds, nag-iisip na sila, saan ko dadalhin to bukas para kumain? There is someone who plans your life. There is someone who looks at your life and carefully plans your life that you will lack no good thing. Yan ang isang shepherd. Yan ang ginagawa ni Jesus sa atin. That's what He does. Sabi nga ng isang bata, when he was praying, mali yung pag-memorize niya ng Psalm 23, no? So nagpe-pray siya. Sabi niya, "The Lord is my shepherd and that's all I want." So kinorek siya ng nanay niya. Sabi ng nanay niya, "No, I shall not want." Sabi ng bata, "The Lord is my shepherd, that's all I want." Okay? Medyo mas maganda yung version ng bata. Ano? Wala na akong hahanapin pa, wala na akong gusto pa, yung shepherd ko lang. You know? We can go on and on with that prayer. I'm not going to elaborate that, but I would like to encourage you, memorize it, and make it your prayer every day. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd. Can we say it together? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me, leads me to walk righteousness, or righteous path for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus is the good shepherd. And in this fourth Sunday of Easter, we have to realize that if we are going to live out the resurrection life of Christ, we have to live with a shepherd. Sa panahon natin ngayon, hindi na importante masyado yan. May mga taong sanay na walang nagbabantay sa kanila. We have developed that culture of independence. I don't want to be dependent on anyone. To the point that I don't need a shepherd anymore. But to live the life of Jesus, the resurrection life, you have to understand, you cannot live without a shepherd. And that's the thing that I would like us to understand today. Kung mabubuhay tayo sa buhay na binigay ni Kristo sa atin, the resurrection life, that life should be lived out with a shepherd. Amen? Hindi pwede magiging independent tayo. You know, I have my job, mayaman ako, matalino ako, you know. Sino pa? I don't need anybody. Well, the message of the gospel today is that we do need a shepherd. Amen? Sabi niya, the shepherd, when he goes out, he leads his flock, and the sheep knows the voice of their shepherd. That's why they follow. So, another lesson I would like us to learn today is that we have to make a commitment to listen to the voice of our shepherd. Minsan sinasabi natin, hindi ko naririnig, Bishop. Wala akong naririnig sa Diyos. Wala akong naririnig kay Jesus. Wala kang naririnig kasi ang ingay ng mundo. Saan ka ba nakatutok palagi? Sa social media. And when you look at the social media today, manood ka ng YouTube, mag-Facebook ka, mag-Instagram. You go to those places, there are so many voices speaking to you. You know? Kahapon lang, nagtingin ako sa Instagram. Wala lang, wala akong magawa. Tiningnan ko lang yung mga desserts. Kasi hindi masyado ako nagdi-dessert ngayon. So sa picture na lang. Di ba? At least sa picture, hindi tataas ang sugar ko. So I look at a picture, hinanap ko yung leche flan. I look for it. I want to see what a perfect leche flan looks like. So nung tinitingnan ko yung leche flan, pinapanood ko yung leche flan, ang daming boses na pumapasok sa isip ko. Yung isang boses sabi sa akin, bumili ka na. Bunga ro'y mong ibog nga ron. So magandang boses yon. Nagustuhan ko talaga yung suggestion na yon. Another voice told me, sabi niya, Bishop ka naman, i-bless and sanctify mo yung leche flan, hindi magsa-spike up ang sugar mo. Ang daming boses, di ba? Oh. Then there is one particular small voice I heard, which sometimes hindi natin naririnig, but this is what that voice said. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You take care of your body. We don't like to hear those voices sometimes. But sometimes the voice that we don't want to hear is God's voice speaking to us. Ang daming boses na nagsasalita. And so one time, sabi ng isang kaibigan ko, in-advise ko sa kanya, you go to a mountain. Pumunta ka sa isang bundok na walang signal, and there you just sit down and pray. Meditate. So nandun na daw siya kasi gusto niya marinig ang boses ng Diyos. After the end of the day, he phoned me, sabi niya, Bishop, wala pa rin akong naririnig kay Lord. Sabi ko, bakit? Ang sabi niya, kasi ang daming boses na naka-record na nasa isip ko na. And you see, that's the problem sometimes. The problem is not just the external voices we hear, but even the internal voices. Magulo ang isip natin, ang daming nagsasalita sa isip natin. And it takes so much discipline and commitment to really listen to God. Okay? And this is very important that we understand this. Pag sinabi mong, wala akong naririnig, hindi ko naririnig si Lord, then we just give up. No, we cannot afford to give up. Because the shepherd leads us with his voice. And if we cannot hear him, we cannot follow him. Because ang daming boses, ang daming maingay sa palibot natin. The only way you can hear him, the only way you can follow him is when you hear him. Pag hindi mo siya naririnig, huwag mong sabihin na, wala akong magawa, hindi ko marinig. You have to commit. You have to discipline yourself. You have to hear the voice of your shepherd. Amen? So you have to practice. What is at stake? Kasi minsan ganyan yan. Eh. Sige, papractice ako, magdidisiplina ako. But what can I get? What will I have if I hear his voice? Well, if you hear his voice, then you can follow him. And if you can follow the shepherd, take note, this is what he said. I have come that you might have life. Not only life, but you will have it more abundantly. That is what the shepherd does. He leads us, he brings us into that abundant life. Amen? He leads me beside green pastures, still waters. You know, that's where the shepherd is bringing his people. That is where the good shepherd, Jesus, is bringing you in your life. That's why it is important that we hear and we follow him. Yesterday, I was talking to someone and kinikwento niya sa akin yung Deuteronomy. He was talking about Deuteronomy. Sabi niya, basahin niyo yung Deuteronomy because all the blessings of God are recorded there. Alam niyo ba yan? Yung blessings ng Diyos. Lahat. And sometimes we don't enjoy the blessings of God because we don't know what it is. Hindi natin alam kung ano pang blessing ng Diyos. And Deuteronomy, when you read Deuteronomy, the list of the blessings are there. And people get excited, oh, ito pala yung blessing niya. Wealth, land, good health, ang daming blessing ng Diyos. And we get excited. But do you know that the only way you can have those blessings in your life is when you hear Him and follow Him. Yun lang. That's why Deuteronomy is not about just the blessings of God. It's about hearing God. Yeah, ang dami-daming blessing, but those blessings will never come to you unless you hear Him and follow Him. Deuteronomy also contains the curses of God. Nandun din yung sumpa. All the curses are there. And how do you get the curses? By doing the opposite, not listening to God and not following God, you will fall into those curses. Yun ang baliktad. That's why it's important that we hear our shepherd. He has come to give us life and give us abundantly. Nag-i-enjoy ka na ba sa buhay mo ngayon? Are you enjoying your life today? Yeah, there is more to that now. There is more coming into your life. One of the things that I enjoy as a bishop, now I enjoy the adventures that I have. You know? Yung mga dati pag may mga challenges ang buhay, natatakot ako. I get afraid. You know? I get worried. You know? Now, when the challenges comes, when the problems begin to arise, what I feel inside is the excitement of what God is going to do next. Mas na-excite ako. Okay? It's the excitement. Because once you begin to hear the voice of your shepherd, sabi nga ng isang writer, sabi niya, ang buhay natin walang problema. There is no such thing as a problem in life. What you have are only opportunities in life. Opportunities to become a better person today than yesterday. And to become even more better tomorrow. Every problem, everything that we face in life, negative, positive, are opportunities for us to become better as a people. If we can hear His voice and listen to Him, He leads us. He guides us. Now I'm talking about Jesus here. Si Jesus ang pinag-uusapan natin. Because our second reading speaks to Him as the shepherd of our soul. We follow Jesus, right? How many of you follow Jesus? So if you follow Jesus, it's because you hear Him. Okay? If you cannot hear Him, be careful. Kasi yung sinusundan mo, baka hindi na si Jesus yan. Could be something else or someone else. That's why we all follow Jesus. I agree. And the qualities of a good shepherd, I see that in Psalm 23. A very good shepherd like Jesus. A shepherd that goes before his flock. Nangunguna palagi siya. He goes ahead of his flock. What does it mean if Jesus goes ahead of his flock? It means that he leads. He is a leader. What does it mean that the good shepherd Jesus goes ahead of? It means that Jesus can see something you cannot. May nakikita ang Diyos na hindi mo nakikita. That's the reason why he leads and you follow him. You follow him and you trust him. Because he's able to see something you don't see. That's why a good leader does not just wander around with his people, although that is important also. hindi ka naglalakwat siya lang kasama yung mga tao mo. A good leader, he goes ahead. That's why makikita natin sa Bible many times in Mark, nakasulat doon, and they saw Jesus and they were amazed and they fear Him. Minsan wala na tayong takot kay Lord. You know, ang tingin natin sa Diyos, kaibigan, buddy-buddy natin kasama. Yeah, that's good. Jesus is our friend. He is a brother. He is someone who is with us always. Yeah, that's true. But don't forget, He is also someone who goes before you. He is not just with you. He goes ahead. We should fear Him. We should be amazed at Him. But then kung palagi na lang si Jesus ahead of us, leading us way up in front, then there's a danger that Jesus becomes irrelevant in our life. That's why Jesus also dwells with us. Nakikisama din siya sa atin. He goes with us. He knows our pain. He knows who our friends are. You know, when you have a friend who is sick, okay, you pray for that friend. Jesus knows your friend very well. Kaya minsan, sabihin mo na lang kay Lord, Lord, may sakit yung kaibigan ko. Hindi ko ma-explain yung sakit niya. Well, don't worry. Jesus knows your friend very well. He knows what's wrong with your friend. All you need to do is just mention that friend to Him every day. He knows what to do. So Jesus does not just lead us. That's the quality of a good shepherd of Jesus. He leads us. He goes ahead of us. He has vision. He can see things we cannot. That's why we just need to follow Him kahit hindi natin nakikita. Amen? And we just have to trust Him. I remember yung flight. I had a flight one time and it was canceled because ang nangyari, kinancel siya. I don't know, sabi nila, engine trouble, may problema yung eroplano. I was very early in the morning in the airport already. Trinansfer ako ng 11 o'clock. Then from 11 o'clock, trinansfer ulit sa hapon. And you know, sometimes yan ang nakakapagod when you're in the airport at hindi mo na alam kung matutuloy yung flight mo. Ang nakakatakot kung sabihin sa inyo na wala na yung flight mo today, bukas ka na lang bumalik. Tapos ang layo pa ng tinitirahan mo dun sa Manila. Huh? And so, sabi ko kay Lord, Lord, nag-pray naman ako, favor ah. Bakit eto na, hapon na, pagod na ako. I'm tired, I wanna go home already. I wanna go back home and lie down on my bed and rest. Pero hindi, nandun ka nakaupo. Reklamo ka ng reklamo and everything. Then finally, when I get to board the plane na sasakyan ko, I sat down. And there, when I sat down, I was with an atheist. May katabi akong atheist who does not believe in God. Nung nakita niyang may cross ako, tiningnan niya ako, sabi niya, totoo bang Diyos? Sabi ko, bakit pa yung magdebate pa tayo dito? Magsuntukan na lang kaya tayo. I said, I'm an atheist. I really don't believe in God. Sabi niya, I don't believe in God. And I can see you have a cross. Are you a priest? I go, yeah, I am a priest. Then, tinira niya na kagad, bakit walang Diyos ang mundo? He talks about doctrines, everything. Yun ang flight ko. Supposedly, umaga, nalipat sa gabi. Tapos yun pa yung katabi mo. You know, sometimes, you like to talk to Christians only. Diba? Sino sa inyo, gusto nyo kausap nyo, Kristiyano lang palagi, diba? Ayaw mo makausap yung mga atheist na yan, di ba? Anong tawag sa Bisaya, sa atheist? Irihis. Ha? Irihis. Oh. Kung sa mga matanda yan, mga irihis. I don't want to be with irihis. I want to talk to a Christian person, but that was the time. So hindi ako sumasagot, hindi ako pumapatol sa kanya, hala, tira siya ng tira, tira ng tira about, you know, walang Diyos ang mundo, hindi totoong may Diyos. Then it, since it was an evening flight, yung airplane namin maliit, propeller lang, then somewhere along the way, biglang nag-turbulence. Tapos yung pilot nag-announce na maglagay ng seatbelt and everything. Grabe talaga yung ano ng eroplano. First time in my life, I got scared also because bumababa ang eroplano. Ayaw na umakyat yung eroplano. Nung medyong nag-ano na yung eroplano, ang gulo na, humawak sa akin yung katabi kong ATS, hawak sa akin. Sabi ko, alam mo, lahat ng tao sa mundo mamamatay. Sabi ko, huwag kang matakot because all of us will die. Yeah. But you see, I remember my dad. He brings me to church. Now, nagkwento na siya sa tatay niya, dating Kristiyano daw. So sabi ko, yeah, pag nasa sa peligro na tayo, wala ng atheist, atheist. No? Then we started to talk about God. And that's where I entered. That's where I came in. I talked to him about Jesus. I introduced. In the midst of that frightening experience, sa sobrang takot niya, he was all ears listening to me. And I said to him, everything is going to be okay. Don't worry. We're going to get to Katiklan safely. Don't worry. So naka-holding hands kami. Lalaki yan, lalaki. So naka-holding hands kami. And before we parted ways, I prayed for him. Sabi ko, can I pray for you? Sabi niya, please. Then I laid my hands on him and I prayed for him. And I told him, when you get back home, visit your dad and you come to church with him. Sabi niya, I will do that, Father. Pinagdasal ko siya. You see, why would God lead me to that? Nakita ko ba may sasakay na atheist doon? Nakita ko ba na mayroong tatabi sa akin? I did not see. But God already saw, my shepherd already saw that you will have an opportunity to plant the word to someone who does not want the word. Bibigyan kita ng opportunity. And reluctantly, yes, but still I followed and I obeyed God. Amen? Ganon din sa buhay natin. God would lead us to places we don't want to go. But it will be the best place for us. Ang gusto kasi natin sa buhay natin, puro maganda. Magandang plano, magandang takbo ang buhay. Lahat gusto natin maganda. Pero hindi lahat ng maganda mabuti. Amen? Amen. Hindi lahat ng maganda mabuti. The shepherd will always lead you not only in beautiful things, he leads you into what is good and what is right. Hindi lahat ng maganda mabuti, hindi lahat ng mabuti ay maganda. So, ngayon, kung pipili ka, anong gusto mo? Yung mabuti o yung maganda lang? Ha? Grabe naman yung mga lalaki, sabi nila, maganda. Okay? So that's how it is when you have a shepherd. The shepherd would lead you to those things. He goes before you. He can see things you cannot. That's why you need just to follow him, trust him. I may not understand. I may not like this. This may not be beautiful for me, but I believe that will be good for me because he is the one leading me. Then we have to understand the shepherd dwells with us. He is not someone who is on the distant forefront, irrelevant to us, walang pakialam sa atin. No, he is also the shepherd who is with us. Sabi nga ni Pope Francis, the shepherd smells like sheep. Kaya sabi ng kaibigan kong pare, sabi niya, when you go to the Holy Land, look for a shepherd, observe the Bedouins, yung mga tribal people sa Israel, yung mga Bedouins. Sabi niya, you look at them, sabi niya, tiisin mo lang yung amoy. Because they really smell. Kung ano yung amoy ng tupa, ganun yung amoy ng shepherd. That's why sabi niya, the shepherd smells like the sheep because he lives with the sheep. Amen? You see, in our gospel today, there are two images that Jesus would like to portray. He is the good shepherd, and the second one is he is the gate where the shepherd can come in. The sheep can come in. He's also the gate. So ano ba talaga? Shepherd ba siya o gate? You know, when Jesus was explaining to them, I'm the good shepherd, the shepherd goes before his flock, the sheep listens to him. Sabi dun sa Bible kanina, sa gospel reading natin, and they cannot understand. Hindi nila maintindihan. That's why sabi ni Jesus, I am the gate, another parable, so that they can understand. You know, yung mga shepherds, when they bring their sheep at night, meron silang mga sheep pen. Isa lang ang pinto, isa lang ang gate niyan. Pag pumasok yung sheep, wala silang ibang dadaanan. Dadaan sila kung gusto nilang lumabas, dadaan sila sa pinto kung saan sila pumasok. That's why when Jesus said, I am the gate of the sheep, sometimes good shepherds will sleep in the gate. Diyan sila nakatutulog sa gate para walang tupang lalabas. Walang magnanakaw na papasok. He is at the gate. Kaya sabi niya, nobody goes in and out without me. So this is something that we can reflect on in our life. In the season of Easter, I'm talking about Jesus as the good shepherd. But we all know that Jesus leads us, He guides us by appointing under shepherds over us. Kaya yung mga bata, yung mga youth natin minsan, sinasabi na, galit ako sa tatay ko, Bishop, galit ako sa nanay ko. You have to understand. Your father, your mother, these are shepherds that watch over you. Amen? Our teachers, our priests, ang mga pari natin sa simbahan, these are what we call under-shepherds. Jesus leads His flock, His people, by sending them under-shepherds who would lead them. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na, ayaw ko sa mga pare, ayaw ko sa bishop, gusto ko si Jesus mismo. Yeah, si Jesus mismo yan. Remember yung second reading natin kanina, sabi dun sa second reading natin, Nehemiah, he was writing that God was leading His people crossing the Red Sea. He divided the sea for them. He was leading His people. He was leading Abraham. Ang sinasabi doon ni Nehemiah, it was God. But if you look at history, sino bang nagli-lead? Huh? It was Moses who led them through the wilderness and the Red Sea. Si Moses nandun, pero ang sabi ni Nehemiah, it was God Himself. Yes, who is leading your life today? Who is leading your soul today? It's Christ. But He puts you in a flock, in a community where you have a bishop. Amen? And some people sabi, ayoko ng simbahan. Ayoko magkaroon ng leader. Ayoko magkaroon ng bishop. Ayoko magkaroon ng tatay. Ayoko magkaroon ng nanay. Basta si God lang ang mag-lead sa akin. It cannot be. God leads us. God guides us. God protects us by sending shepherds over us. Amen? The funny thing I've learned so far as a bishop. Nung namatay si Bishop Ricardo, sinabi ko sa sarili ko, hindi na ako magkakaroon ng bishop. He will be my first and last bishop. So I was so disappointed in my life. I was so angry that when Bishop Ricardo passed away, sabi ko, wala na akong bishop na titingnan pa. Siya lang talagang bishop. But that was impossible. Tapos pinadalan ako ni Lord ng bishop, and the bishop he sent was a friend of mine, pero magkaibang utak namin. We disagree. I disagree with him. I don't like his style. He is not Bishop Dick, but he is my shepherd now. If I'm going to continue following Christ, I have to continue walking with a shepherd that he sends. Eh, hindi ko type yung bagong shepherd ko. Mamimili ako ng mas magaling, mas mabait. Remember what Christ said, it's not you who choose me, I chose you. So for 5 years, I work under a new shepherd. And talagang nag-aaway kami. We don't agree because he's not Bishop Dick. But I have to learn to live with a shepherd. If I'm going to follow Jesus, then I have to learn to follow a shepherd that he sends over me. Hindi siya maganda magdala. Hindi maganda pero mabuti para sa akin. Then eventually, I become a shepherd also. Now I am a shepherd. And a good shepherd, like Jesus, he goes ahead. He leads the flock. That's why I have to see things that people in the church sometimes don't see. Kaya minsan, ang isang struggle ko ngayon ng bilang bishop, when everybody says, yes, 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 yeah, maganda yan, maganda, then I say no. When I say no, people get angry at me, nagagalit na sa akin. Okay? Noong unang consecration ko as a bishop, when I was consecrated, everybody was shouting, di ba? Yay! Bravo! Palakpak! 1 week later, crucify him. Marami nang galit sa akin. But I have to go in front. I have to see the vision. I have to see where God is bringing this church. You may not like it. And I have to learn to live and dwell with the people. I will smell like you. Kaya may nagsasabi sa akin, di ba, Bishop? Ang dami mong kasalanan noon. Yeah, I'm just like you. I failed many times, just like you. That's why as your bishop, when I see someone in the church making mistakes, I always tell them, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Learn from your mistakes, like I did. I had so many mistakes in my life, and I learned. That's what's important. Don't be afraid. Learn from your mistakes. And I will add, and I will close. A good shepherd goes before his flock. A good shepherd lives with his flock. And I will add one more. A good shepherd walks behind his flock. Just like Jesus also. He walks behind his flock. What does it mean to walk behind the flock? It means that the bishop, just like Jesus, should have compassion for the weak. Yung hindi mabilis lumakad. Yung mga mahinang lumakad. People who keeps on failing and falling down, yeah, the bishop should be behind them. Just like the good shepherd. Today, when we go home, I would like you to contemplate on these things we have talked about. And think in your life of the many shepherds that you had, yung tatay ninyo, uncle ninyo. Meron akong nakausap, sabi niya, iniwan kami ng tatay namin, kaya wala akong shepherd image na tatay kasi iniwan kami. Sabi ko, sino nag-alaga sa'yo? Uncle ko, then yun ang shepherd mo. Because God will always send someone for you to take care of you. Tatay mo, kaibigan mo, uncle mo, bishop mo, pare mo. They always be there for you. That's why the resurrection life is lived out always with a shepherd. Now, if you have a shepherd, then hindi pwede individual life ka. You have to be part of the flock. Hindi pwedeng nag-iisa ka. If you're going to live a life of walking with a shepherd, then you have to live a life of community. Hindi pwede kanya-kanya o ako lang, just me and myself. No, no. If you're going to walk with a shepherd, you have to walk with a community. Because the shepherd does not just lead us individually, he leads us as a flock also. So meditate on these things, reflect on these things, because I know Jesus would lead you into that abundant life. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundant.